Wusstest du, dass Schweden für alles einen Trinkspruch haben? Ja, und bei uns bekommst du dafür die passenden Gläser. Denn deine IKEA feiert bis zum 1. Juli Midsommar mit vielen IKEA Family Angeboten. Zum Beispiel 6 Walker Sektgläser für nur 3,99 € statt 4,99 €. Jetzt bei deinem IKEA oder auf IKEA.de.
This is the Sports Kings, brought to you by Kings Court in Houston on SB Nation Radio.
And online at SBNationLive.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston, here's Mean Gene the Sports Machine and David Ramon.
What up, what up, what up, what up, world? It is the Sports Kings Show here on SB Nation Radio. And again, we have no Mean Gene. We have no parental supervision today, just like as the past couple of weeks. But we do.
But we have the queen.
Yes, I was just
sports kings and queen. I was just waiting. You know, when you come into the show, you have to acknowledge me.
I was getting there. Like, why don't you let me do my job?
Well, man. I'm impatient.
This will be a long.
It's about to, because like I felt it. Like, you know, I was just like, all right, we're about to have this good old start. You know, we're about to just go right into it, and then of course this happens. Well, but
now you know next time to acknowledge me.
And of course,
when we start the show,
Bobby Beats on the other side with us today, my TSU alumni. And
what is y'all's mascot?
Thank you.
Y'all have a mascot?
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was that tiger that you was on the ground at the gym. We're going to talk about
it. I was at the Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, no, that wasn't Fallon.
Not Jimmy Fallon.
That was Kimmel.
Kimmel.
Wow. That's
Sorry,
so,
Jimmy.
Dave, I'm on Instagram story, and she making a snow angel.
You're just mad because you can't make snow angels.
What? I can't make snow angels.
Not as pretty
as my
present,
angels. If you're a present. But, yeah, so I see the show is going off to a great start already,
yes.
Guys. And we got lots of stuff to get into. Of course, the NBA draft is going on right now. And, of course, I was able to go to check out some Big Three events yesterday. And that is on tomorrow, actually.
Yeah.
So we'll get to talk a little bit about that.
I got my wristband. I'm rocking my Big Three wristband.
Already. So, and also, Dolores, you got some stuff going on in the second hour, too, correct?
Yes. In the second hour, we will be – is that when I have my interview?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Second hour, we'll have an interview with Whitney Merciless, talking about his With Mercy Foundation event that's coming up next week. So I'm pretty excited for that.
I think that's really cool, especially when the athletes can kind of give back and throw events, you know, to do a lot more to the community and stuff like that. Because I think that's something, of course, that gets not overshadowed.
It's exciting.
We don't get to talk about that enough.
You get to grab drinks with athletes. That's the coolest thing ever.
So, guys, you listen to the Kings and Queens here on SB Nation Radio.
This is the Sports Kings on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston, here's Mean Gene the Sports Machine and David Ramone.
Ooh, Bobby Beats.
This is my jam.
You got it. You turn into the club, Sports Kings and Queen over here.
We have no Gene tonight, so I can
No
twerk
rules.
In studios.
No rules. Hey. I actually was just on the wall right now, and they had to get me off the wall, so.
I'm about to hop on the wall.
So we now back to our first segment. And, of course, you know, sometimes we like to get in our first segment with social media. I guess, should we update the people in the world, I guess, on the draft going on right now?
Yeah.
Of course, the first pick from Suns, of course, is Ayton. And I guess when we get into that later. Okay, so I'll just name the picks right off the back. So Marvin Bagley, of course, to Doncic at 3, but that will be traded to the Mavericks. So Trae Young at 5 will actually go to the Atlanta Hawks. So 4 is Jalen Jackson Jr. and 6 is Mo Bamba. And
7th pick is Wendell Carter Jr. Duke.
I'll save it. I'll save it because I really want to go on a tangent right now about all these big
men.
Look
at that Gucci scarf.
That is amazing.
Swag.
That is amazing. I really am digging that. And you know what? I didn't like the suit shorts on LeBron when I saw that not too long ago. But on Trae Young, I think I get it now. Like, I do not want to wear a suit.
Are you gonna buy like some suit shorts now?
Well, are they expensive? I'm pretty sure they're expensive. But I'm pretty sure you can alter regular. If you can alter regular slacks, I'm pretty sure you can alter anything.
You can make your own ripped jeans. You can make your own shorts. Short slacks.
You solved my problem. There we go. So I guess I'll have some slack shorts coming
soon. And then
soon.
If you want to have like a Gucci slacks, you just put the little G's on it yourself.
Okay, Dolores, you want to kick us off with this first segment with our social media stuff?
Yes. So I have to go with our number one pick, DeAndre Ayton. He's shamelessly just collecting this bag, and it's just so amusing. So if you guys missed it, it was deleted. I think he tried this tweet about two times, but he is promoting Call of Duty Black Ops 4. And his tweet yesterday said, all he needs to tag is hashtag Black Ops 4 and hashtag Call of Duty partner. And the rest can be in his own words. And then he tweeted that whole thing out and put a picture. That kind of reminds me of like when some people do college essays or someone's like, hey, email so-and-so. And like the whole text is written out and you just copy and paste and forget.
The whole thing.
But I don't think he forgot. I think he was trying to be funny. And
you really
it
think
was
so?
Kind of funny.
I think that's kind of like a mistake that doesn't really sound funny,
was,
though.
What time was this tweet? Like, was he lit when this tweet was
and
sent?
And that's the thing, too. So, like, he getting money. He got bread right now. So,
yeah,
it's just
stupid.
Like, there's
it
no
was,
rules.
According to my clock, I don't know if he was on the East Coast, West Coast, but it was at 6:26. So.
Wait, in the afternoon? In so
6:26 p.m.
P.M. So if he's on the East Coast, then...
It was 7:26.
Oh, that's definitely lit time. That's during lit hours.
He I guess he had all of the drinks at happy hour. Great hour for him.
I know you got a couple more, right? Like, is that your only favorite tweet of the day? Or
my Well, I mean, I was going to highlight all of the RIP XXX tweets, but... Yeah. Those can get positive and negative, so, and I'm kind of like in the middle, so.
Hashtag
no comment.
You definitely don't want to like down the guy after something so horrendous has happened, but
you never want to wish death upon anyone. That's
definitely
just
not. But also, you know about the past, you know about the things, but also you kind of feel that maybe he was going in a positive way in the future.
Going away in a positive light. Yeah, I do admire his video before.
That's amazing. That's
but
also
it's crazy.
Creepy.
It's like, did he know or was he just like?
It's a lot
was
of
that
questions,
his like
right? But
final goodbye.
Ain't there like that's like a lot of famous death souls, right? Like, this always leads us with a lot more questions, a lot more what ifs, and kind of lead in that direction. But Dolores, I actually made a list of things that I want to bring
you
up.
You have a lot of tweets.
I'm going to run through them real quick. I don't want to elaborate.
You wrote them on
much.
A sticky note.
On a sticky note,
a pink sticky note.
Pink sticky note. Yeah, yeah. So the first one, you just talking about DeAndre Ayton. Also, the way Puma has this kind of went up and
now
it's signing everybody. And they finally released the shoe. And
they're ugly.
It's not that they're ugly, but to me, they show really no support. So I really hope that no one gets injured in this upcoming season, especially with all these young players. And then
Rudy Gay.
Like, I feel so bad. Now, I don't feel bad for Rudy Gay, but also at the same time, I was like, bro, you know you need to handle yourself a little bit more with care. Like, you can't just be, lacing on some Pumas. Like, even though he's been rocking with the Jordans for a long time, so he kind of the old school players. But this is going to be pretty interesting to see what's going to happen because, yeah, no support. All this, this Flyknit supported shoe doesn't really work with me so far with all these young guys, but let's see.
And are they all signed by Roc Nation because Jay-Z is the president of basketball operations?
Well, I wonder how
so is that like
swing.
A hint, like wink,
wink.
Jay-Z already got him, so back back.
That's a whole nother thing too, because that brings you with all those questions just like that, because I don't really know because I don't really be checking like who's agents with who and stuff like that. I know KD and a lot of other people signed with them. Julio Jones? No, it's not Julio Jones. It's a couple other people.
Justice Winslow signed with Roc Nation.
Okay, Justice Winslow. Who's the running back for the Rams?
Todd Gurley?
Yeah, Todd Gurley. I think he's with the Roc Nation. Mm-hmm. So it's a couple, a big group of people. So we'll see what happens in the future. Also, Virgil.
He's like killing the game.
Okay, so I love what he does with the off-white. I love what he did with his
he had like an IKEA twist too. Like, I was trying to get his like outdoor patio collection,
so everything that he's doing is really great. But the only thing that I have right now that I'm really upset with is that maybe because he got signed to Louis Vuitton not too long ago, right?
Thanks to Kanye.
But he's been working hard. Like, he's definitely a guy who I definitely respect in the game, even though I'm not a big fashion guy.
So get to the butt. Like, what don't you like?
Okay, yeah. Let me get to it. Okay, the shoes. Have y'all seen the shoes?
The most recent
Puma shoe?
No, we're talking
Louis Vuitton.
Louis Vuittons.
Yes. basically they're ripoffs of old school Ava shoes, and then it has a three Jordan sole basically, and is basically ripping off of other things. So like that's the only thing, because I know he's creative enough to make his own shoe and make it like his own spin on it. The fact that they kind of used like a format of an old shoe from the 80s and just went on with that, that kind of disappointed me just a little bit.
So does Drake's what's the song that is using Lauryn Hill's?
I like that song.
Nice okay, for what?
So, I like it.
Yeah, sorry.
Gosh.
I just had like
why
a brain
like
fart.
It? I don't know why.
But do you like it because it has Lauryn Hill's?
Yes. That's the only reason
on
why.
It?
And it sounds
so
really good.
You're not hating on that track?
I'm not hating on that track at all.
And he took a little bit of Lauryn Hill
myself.
And made it his own.
Of course. But
and that's
the
most successful
music,
people take a little bit from other people, learn from it.
But
and
the
make
whole
it
shoe is basically that shoe, though. So it wasn't just a little bit.
He's just mad because he can't afford the shoe.
I don't want
wait
shoe,
a minute.
Though.
What is going on
I don't
tonight?
Want this she wasn't come at me like that. But like,
so
that's
if,
not like,
if you were a sponsor by Louis Vuitton, you would not rock that shoe.
It's just not me. Come on. Like, you really think I'll wear a Louis Vuitton shoe? Like, seriously.
No, because you have no swag.
Exactly. Okay, next one. I'm just going to say one word. Messi. I know y'all saw the memes.
He lost.
Yeah, okay. We'll take it at that. And another meme. I know y'all saw the meme of Young Thug looking at a computer. Have y'all seen that?
Oh yeah, that's funny.
Oh,
that
my
is so
gosh.
Funny.
Insert meme here. Just Young Thug, General Thug, please, sir. Look at the computer. Okay, another one, guys. I don't know if y'all.
You spent all your time on.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
I was gonna pull. Sorry, go on.
Real quick. Daria reboot. You're standing on my neck. Y'all don't remember that 90s MTV? Wow. Grow up, guys. And the one last one, the man flying off the top rope to elbow that gator from his friend. Did y'all see that?
Oh, my God. It seems like David has spent more time on Twitter
than working and doing anything else.
Working.
Yes.
I was going to pull a joke from Jimmy Kimmel at the TSU event. And if you hadn't seen it, it was broadcasted Monday night. Senator Ted Cruz won that game. But one of the jokes that Jimmy Kimmel said that stood out to me, he said, did you practice more basketball this week than trying to get those immigrants out of the camps?
I was really surprised that they're throwing slugs at each other in front of everyone like that. And I guess that was the whole point. But, I mean, hey, that's what they wanted, right?
Yeah.
So, guys, we'll be back after a couple of messages. You listen to the Sports Kings and Queen here on SB Nation Radio.
This is the Sports Kings on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston. Here's Mean Gene the Sports Machine and David Ramone.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Kings and Queen. We have a special guest on the line, outside linebacker from the Houston Texans, Whitney Merciless. How are you doing tonight, Whitney?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Great. So we're happy to have you on the show tonight. I know you have an event coming up next week, Cocktails for a Cause. Can you tell us more about the event and about your With Mercy Foundation?
Yeah, definitely. I'll start off with the With Mercy Foundation. So the With Mercy Foundation helps children with underprivileged children being raised by families with disabilities. And we partner up with several different partners that focus on the same disability as we are each year, and we rotate. Last year, we focused on autism. This year, we are focusing on cerebral palsy. And so with those partners, we provide funding, and we track those dollars to make sure that funding is directly helping those families as well. And pretty much what we have going on next week is a little cocktail hour that's going to be at Moxie's, and it's a kickoff for Returning to Learning. Returning to Learning was created by With Mercy last year to provide students before they go back to school with a book bag, school supplies, things of that nature. Also, hairdos and haircuts as well, too. We have great partners. I know we have we've locked in the McDonald's to come back out to provide meals, and then we'll have like a bounce house. So it'll be a fun event for the kids. Sometime in August, right before they head back to school. And this event next week, called Cocktails for a Cause, is going to be at Moxie's from 5 to 8 p.m. And I'll be guest bartending. Also, I'll have my man, Bernardo McKinney, bartending with me as well. So it should be fun. Everybody can go check that out at withmercy.org and check out the event, buy tickets. Tickets are $20 a pop. And definitely come out, have a cocktail by your favorite celebrities, no doubt.
That's awesome. So what is your favorite cocktail?
Gosh, let me see. Wow, it's nice and simple. Just a straight old fashioned. That's it.
You're very old fashioned. So I don't know if you're watching the draft. You were a first round pick yourself. Do you have any NBA players or college basketball players that you're watching right now that you have your eyes on?
Actually, I do not. To be honest with you, I haven't even taken a look at the draft or anything like that. I've been so busy just putting together this whole event for next week and all that, and so I haven't been able to catch up. But I have been catching up with the World Cup, though. It's been very interesting, and I'm kind of disappointed that Argentina was kicked out.
I think we all were.
Yeah. Hey, Whitney, I got to ask you. So, I mean, you're doing really a lot for the community. So what really, like, drove you to start doing all this? Because, I mean, actually, I didn't even know about, you know, you kind of helping the kids, especially, you know, during around school time. So what really drove you to do this?
Man, the biggest thing, it's just my upbringing, man. It's my family, really, who has taught me if you have a great platform, use it and use it for good. Right. And so I think we all as humans have a great responsibility given by God in order to help others in need. You know, it doesn't matter how little you got, you still got to be able to give, you know, just a little bit. That's something that's been instilled in me. And so I've been fortunate and blessed to be where I'm at. And now I get to help a lot of people. And it doesn't even matter. As long as I'm able to help one person, I know that will intrinsically help somebody else as well later down the line.
Hey, one more. I got to ask you. So are you and Bernard and McKinney, like, do you got some proper training down there or anything like that? You know, like, you kind of, like, you know, got ready and prepared, you know, to be
Can
working
you, like,
this event?
Throw the cups in the air and spin the bottles around.
Man, see, we need to get a little bit of practice in. I haven't had much practice at all. Actually, I haven't had practice at all. And so I think what we're going to do, we're going to try to do a couple tricks, you know, flip a bottle or two here and there, flip a cup or two, and we might be breaking a whole bunch of stuff behind there. They might just kick us out.
Just make sure you have a heavy hand. So the drinks, they'll just keep coming back and buying drinks from you, for sure.
Oh, definitely. Oh, definitely. You know what? I'm just going to tell everybody just to Uber.
Oh, yeah.
Uber is key. Uber is key. Well, thank you so much, Whitney. We appreciate everything that you do for the community. Wait, I'm sorry. I got cut off. David has one more question for you. He's itching in the studio right now. He has one more question for you.
No, not yet. Don't let him leave. Not yet. I just definitely want to ask you about the upcoming season this year. I just wanted to know, like, how you're feeling about the defense. Of course, you know, last year didn't really end of the well that y'all wanted to go to, but what are the couple things you're looking forward to this year?
Yeah, honestly, the roster has been bolstered, and our management, our coaches, everybody has been on board as far as finding the best talent out there in order to help this team win. And I'm looking forward to the 2018 season, especially getting guys back, being healthy, Deshaun, JJ, myself, Christian Covington, those guys. And pretty much the new faces we've added, Johnson Badamosi, Tyron Matthew, guys who make this roster just really, really competitive, and very instinctive players as well, too. And so there's a lot of buzz and everything. Oh, yeah, we're going to be back. You know, yeah, it's going to be full strength. But the thing is, as far as what we look good on paper, but we got to turn all that potential into results. And we got to be able to win, string along a number of wins in order to get into the playoffs and hopefully get into the Super Bowl, the big dance at the end.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Whitney, one more time. Can you please plug in the event one more time for the people who didn't probably catch it for the first time?
Oh, yeah, it's Cocktails for a Cause. Yeah, it's going to be at Moxie's next week, June 27th, Wednesday, 5 to 8 p.m. Celebrity guest at bartending is going to be myself and Bernard McKinney. And a couple of my other teammates who are around still, who aren't out of town training, are going to be there for sure. And definitely come through. I have a cocktail by yours truly. I can check out everything on withmercy.org and purchase a ticket, which is at $20, $20 a pop. Simple.
Well, I'll surely take you up on that, and those proceeds will be going to the Returning to Learning Back to School Bash coming in August. Thank you so much, Whitney. We appreciate everything you do for the community. Thank you for your time tonight, and enjoy. We're looking forward to trying those cocktails next week.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay. Definitely we'll see you all there. Appreciate it.
Well, that's I think I need a cocktail right
well,
now.
Well, he said I'll see y'all there, so I guess I'm officially invited. So I feel a part of something, so I'm happy.
I was planning on bringing a plus one, but I don't know if that's going to be
I was invited.
He just told me you guys are invited.
Yeah!
Does that mean you can come too?
He's still on the line, by the way. He's still on the line, people.
No, but that's really great, though, because, I mean, everything will be definitely going to a good cause. And, yeah. I mean, I'm not, like, a really big, like, person to go really be doing some stuff like that. But if it's going to a good cause.
I mean, it's for the kids.
Yeah, and that's the thing that Woody was saying.
You know, we went to great schools that did a lot of things for the youth.
Exactly.
David went to Yes. I went to KIPP. I was very fortunate to bring Whitney to an event at KIPP. And it's just, I mean, when you are in a place to give back to your community, or when you're in a place to inspire the youth, share your journey, tell them how you graduated college, and definitely give them a spark of inspiration. All it takes is one kind gesture to make a difference.
And that's something that we kind of like play down just a little bit, just because, I mean, sometimes those kids maybe don't look at you at the way that they should be, or maybe they're not taking in that knowledge. But at the same time, I mean, when you have people, at least, you know, like us, that kind of keep on, you know, not being repetitive, but still trying to get to them in a certain way so they can understand, like, wow, you know, these people are doing something really nice for me, or, you know, maybe I want to get to that point where they're at one day. And, you know, it's always, you know, good to shoot. And you're exactly right. You know, Yes and KIPP is one of the, you know, few schools that kind of do that for, you know, for kids, and kind of, you know, instill that in some in their head, just to, you know, do more than just go to college, you know, be something else extra. You know,
you go to college, you become a professional football player like Whitney Merciless, and you give back. So that's definitely inspirational. I know when I make it big time, I'm going to give back even more.
So Bobby Beast, will you be hanging out with us whenever we go to the Moxie?
Did he invite you?
Well, technically,
he was in the y'all, right?
Yeah, you know, y'all. From Texas, y'all is plural.
Yeah.
So I will be there.
Well, I'm going to make sure that they don't let you. No, I'm sorry.
You know what? Like, I felt like Dolores was going to bring this energy to the sports community.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah. Always. I don't, I mean, I thought about second guessing.
Calling in sick today.
I text you right at 6 o'clock. Hey, you coming, right?
Yeah.
You
coming? I was like, why is he worried about me coming? I did not get another car. What if I got into another car accident?
Oh, wow. Well, the people don't know about what happened to you earlier this week.
I got hit
by
a Metro bus on Monday, y'all.
That's not funny.
And I was not funny, Dave.
It's not funny. But you know the funniest part, which is not funny too, is like every time that I told somebody that I got hit by a Metro bus, they're like, wow, like physically, like you were walking and got hit. And I was like, well, I think I probably would be in a body cast, like in the hospital if I got physically hit.
I probably
hit.
Wouldn't be telling you I got hit by a bus.
Or maybe I need to work on like my communication skills and be like, no, I was in my vehicle when a Metro bus came to me from my left. And I got hit.
Well, this is the thing, too, Dolores. Like, this happened not too long ago, either.
But
like,
it wasn't by a Metro bus.
Still, but it was, what, downtown?
It was downtown. I think that's, like, a sign that we need to start using public transportation a lot more because...
In downtown?
Yeah.
Especially, I mean, you got the rail over there and stuff like that. You just hop on that real quick.
I ride by the rails.
I don't like doing the whole driving thing downtown because you got to look... Is that parking?
The saddest part is, like... Sometimes it takes you a lot longer to drive than take the rail.
Yeah.
So, especially during rush hour. And it's also crazy that a lot of people that work downtown live downtown. So it's like, why are you guys polluting the air? But I'm definitely one of those people sometimes.
You know, I guess it's up to whoever, because, I mean, sometimes it's really not so bad to drive downtown or to the midtown area. And, guys, for the national audience, we are located in Houston, Texas.
H-Town.
So, I'm pretty sure, everybody has that problem, though, in a downtown area, because who likes – last time I was in Dallas for the Big Three, which we'll be talking about the Big Three in the next segment just in a little bit. But
he's so excited.
I had so much fun yesterday. I got to see, like, all my favorite players from – and this is the thing, too. I feel like all these guys can still really hoop and really get out there. So I can't really call them, like, old or anything. I was telling Mike James yesterday, the legendary Mike James, that he don't look no 42 years old. Like, he looked like he can still get somebody the business. I saw him and Charles Oakley is shooting around. And, like I said, they can hoop right now and probably still do something. And also
– they probably could have helped the Rockets out. Mm.
Charles Oakley was wearing a Charles Oakley T-shirt. Is that kind of funny to you? Like, I really thought that was amazing to me. It's that he kind of acknowledges his character and his just self, and he's just willing to wear a T-shirt with his face on it.
That's
right. Like,
I would wear a t-shirt with my face on it.
I know you
actually
would.
I think Bobby would wear a t-shirt with my face on it before I wore a t-shirt with my face on it.
Or shorts. I think Bobby would go with the shorts, just like my Selena shorts.
Yeah.
I think he'll go with the shorts first.
Anything for Dolores.
So guys, we'll be back listening to Sports Kings and Queen here on SB Nation Radio.
This is the Sports Kings on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston. Here's Mean Gene the Sports Machine and David Ramone.
No Mean Gene today. No parental supervision whatsoever. The millennials are running out crazy and wild, of course, like usual. Dolores Lozano with me, and of course Bobby Beats on the
side. I got
side.
All the lemons.
So guys, let's do a quick little recap on the draft. A couple things have been going on since I'm seeing right here, and this is the thing too. So I'm trying to pull it up on my computer, but for some odd reason, it doesn't give me like the whole team.
Well, maybe because you don't have an Apple computer.
Well, no, I'm actually on the ESPN website, but talking. Instead of giving me like the whole list, like it wants to like make me go through all this other extra stuff, and that's not cool at all whatsoever.
Yeah, I'm actually looking at the same thing, but my guy Grayson right here, a great guy right here.
Great guy.
He just told
Grayson
me about
Allen?
Grayson Squares, my guy right here. He just said about Shai Alexander, like the Hornets drafted him correctly, but they're going to send him to the Los Angeles Clippers for a 12th round pick and 2 second round picks.
Oh, okay.
For him. So I mean, that's a lot just for Alexander.
Oh yeah, and out of all the Kentucky players, to me, I think he did have somewhat of an upside. But to see him still out there, not still out there, but kind of picked, and even him and Knox too, because I'm feeling that I'm hearing a lot of stuff from Knox just because he's kind of like an in-betweener just a little bit. Like he wasn't really a solid four, but at the same time he wanted to really like solidify himself as a three, but it still kind of wasn't there. But Bridges to the 76ers is pretty big, but of course Sexton to the Cavs. We're going to talk about that a little later, but that's going to send a little shockwave, of course, because of course everyone was kind of hinting to Michael Porter Jr. to be that guy for the Cavs. So that's kind of interesting to see. But, guys, I have to tell y'all about the excitement that I had to go through yesterday. Of course, the Big Three is in town. They will be playing on Friday here in the Toyota Center. And also, there will be a concert going on.
Who's playing that concert? I'm sure you're just about to tell
us. Ice Cube.
That's what I thought.
And, you know, and I'm pretty sure he'll have a lot more stuff in store
hopefully
for everyone. But that is free going on outside. And, of course, today was a U3. Their basketball clinic for the youth, which was really pretty cool. And they're just doing a lot more stuff. The marketing is just really good on this event, and now they're going live.
They've been doing a lot of interviews, and
that's the thing too. So
there's been a lot more hypes.
While I was attending practice, all the players were just really nice. Like I really didn't know what to expect because I don't get to go do the fun stuff all the time. But for me to go over there and just to be kind of like a kid in the candy store, I was really impressed with everyone. I got to interview some really cool people.
What was your favorite candy?
My favorite candy. Well, that sounds kind of wrong, so I don't want to say favorite candy, but I got to see a lot of people. I actually got to meet, Clyde Drexler, of course. He was out there talking to Rick Barry. So that was actually really fun just go see some of the legends. Of course, Charles Oakley was there shooting around. All the guys who kind of like have the TV jobs weren't there just yet. Of course, they're still doing their thing and stuff. So the practice, not everyone was there. But I got a couple sounds. Bobby, you mind playing that Rashad McCant sound for me, please?
So Rashad, another year, the Big Three, man. How you feeling so far?
Feeling good, man. Prepared, trained all off-season. Forward to some great basketball.
Hey, you got the Tri-State up first. So Jermaine O'Neal, Amari Sidemar, and Nate Robinson. So how do you feel going against them, and what you got to do to get that dub?
We just got to play mismatches. We're probably the most dominant team in the league. You look at guys like Nate Robinson. You look at guys like David Hawkins and Robert Hype, they got a good court.
Yeah.
But Nate has to guard somebody.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Two things have to happen. He has to sit down the whole game or we're going to win just on mismatches on him all night.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate it, Rashad.
Rashad McCants. That was the first person to actually walk into the gym. I got to see him shoot around and stuff like that. And, man, when I say, like, these guys are really out here working and really trying to get it in, I think they really – like, last year was kind of like that stepping stone for the Big Three because I kind of felt that – at least the perception from people, like, I guess on the outside, not people on the inside, they kind of thought it, you know, thought it's just, you know, kind of like a second chance type, you know, basketball league for just them to kind of hoop in or whatever the case was. But Ice Cube, like, he's really taking this to a whole nother level, and he's really treating this serious. And I'm really glad that they're doing this, because it's not just, you know, all these other guys who are, you know, washed up, because it is nothing like that whatsoever. Like, all these guys can still go at it. I saw Carlos Boozer walk in. And, okay, so Bobby Beats just wants me to tell y'all how I lost the arm wrestling match to Mike Bibby. But to be quite honest with you, I wouldn't challenge the dude. Like, to be honest, I definitely would not have told him
how
that.
How did you get...
But the thing is, though, Carlos Boozer is just like...
He got swole.
Man, like, Carlos Boozer is a human muscle. Like, that, like, he is honestly crazy to see. And when he walked in the gym, it's just like there's almost gravity already, like...
It makes you want to get in the gym.
It makes me feel lazy as hell, because I don't do anything whatsoever. Not, well, at least not late. Look at this. I got a noodle over here.
You can barely lift your pen.
Barely. Just barely. But just to see those guys still really getting it in, getting those shots up. And of course, that's the Ghost Ballers with who was it? I just went Mike Bibby and Ricky Davis. And honestly, I got some Ricky Davis sound. You want to play that Ricky Davis for me?
So, Ricky, so it was the second year doing this already. You kind of been around already. So what's something that you learned from last year that you want to take and bring this year?
Well, you know, that is real. And it's coming again quick. You know, last year, the guys didn't know if it was real or not. And it hit us with the real season. So this year, guys are in shape. Marketing's better, so, you know, guys are ready to go. We got new picks on our team, so, man, we amped up and ready to go.
Yeah, with the addition of Carlos Boozer, what can the city of Houston expect, and also any fans of the Big Three expect from y'all this year?
Man, you expect us to go for that chip walk, man.
He is definitely excited. Like, Ricky Davis was definitely one of the guys who was putting in the most work in there. And Bibby and Boozer, like, they're really going through their sets, going through a whole bunch of motions. And you know what? Bring up the Rashard Lewis one, because Rashard Lewis, of course, he's from Houston.
He spent all day at this.
Yes, event. I did. See,
he was there.
Media availability.
He was there working. I was there. Like I told him to work. Like, I said, go to work.
Oh, so exactly. You're his boss now?
I was like, yes, sir, Mr. Bobby Beats, sir, I'm there. And I was there. I was the first one there, last one out. First one there, last one out mentality. So, yeah, play that Rashard Lewis tape for me real quick.
Down here with the legend Rashard Lewis. So, Rashard, you back here in Houston, MVP season last year. So what can we expect this season?
This season you can expect the league to be most definitely a lot more competitive. I think every team got better. I think we got better. It's just overall, I think you got new faces, but those new faces got a lot of game. And I think this season is going to be unbelievable when a lot of major cities are playing in arenas. And overall, it's going to be competitive. It's not going to be easy.
Charles Lewis, and the part that we didn't really get to just yet, because I asked him how excited he was to play in Houston again. And, of course, he from here, Elsick High School in A-Leaf. And he told me that he felt that he never really had a complete good game here whenever he came down here, to whenever he was with any team, because he always had to worry about getting – 50 tickets for all his friends and family, and had to worry about them getting situated. So he could never really put in a good game here, which
is totally, like, you get nervous when your family and friends are around.
And that's the thing. I was just like, Rashard, there's no way and possibly that you can really be saying that, because, I mean, I seen this dude drop, you know, 35 here, and he's still going to be, you know, oh, that wasn't that all, you know, that great of a game anyway. He's being nonchalant about it. But the way Rashard Lewis plays, and of course he was MVP for last season, I mean, he is the prototype of what you want any person to be in the NBA currently. And I think that's a really big reason why, of course, he put up that MVP season. Not just because he's a great and gifted athlete, great shooter. I mean, him, Gary Payton, and the three-headed monsters, they're really putting in that work. They're actually going through sets, doing different things, running through plays. And that was another thing that I was really happy to see, too, as well. Gary Payton really screaming at everyone at Stoudemire and Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf. Kwame Brown, not screaming at him to the point where he was, like, belittling them or nothing, but he was really, like, getting these guys to really be serious, getting them to run drills, getting them, like, to go through actual sets and motions. Like, these guys are really taking it serious, and I like to see that. And honestly, watching them practice like that, I kind of took that the three-headed monsters are going to be – oh, excuse me – are be really good this year just because they're putting in that much effort into it. So, are y'all, like, I'm pretty sure y'all not as hype as me because, of course, I was there.
I'm definitely not. But I'm just letting you talk.
Bobby, you got something for me?
Oh, well, you know, when the Big Three came around last year, I was like, man, I'm not about to watch no washed up former NBA players, players who couldn't quite cut it out, and they went overseas to play. I'm not about to watch
but
it.
But they got that check, so.
Well, yeah, I mean, now, like Ricky Davis said, this is serious. Oh, I got to get in shape. Oh, we just ain't at the playground playing pickup basketball. Like, this is serious with Clyde Drexler and Ice Cube, but trying to take this to another level. Basically, it's like a second chance for these former NBA players who, you know, were successful playing, but who went out with injuries or didn't win a ring or got released from a team.
You still have a chance. It's inspirational.
Yes, it's powerful.
It's powerful.
I'm not even sure if it's, like, more looked at as a second chance, because really what it is we can continue to keep watching basketball during the summer, and that's really what they're capitalizing on is the absence of basketball during the regular time that we have. But to see, for example, I was also seeing Bonzi Wells and Nate Robinson at Tri-State hooping it up and doing a lot of stuff too, and just to see those guys that they're still committed and just willing to hoop, and even Andre Owens too, the first pick for the draft of the Big Three, to talk to him too, and also he's a U of H alumni, he was down here for a while. Actually, Bobby, you got that sound real quick? Let's play that Andre Owens sound.
Standing here next to Andre Owens. Andre, how's it going, man? First question really is, how's it feel to be back here in Houston?
It feels really good. You know where I went to school at. I lived here for many years. It feels good to be back in the state of Texas and in the city of Houston.
So how you feel about your team this year? So a couple new faces and everything. So, I mean, I saw you looking, you know, that four-point shot. The stroke is looking really good. So what's a couple of the goals for this season?
The goals this season, make it to the playoffs and give a fighting chance to win the championship.
I like the way I switch up my question, like, mid-sentence. Like, yesterday, I was to the point where I was nervous, but at the same time, when you get to get in some of these guys, for example, Andre Owens, like, for him playing at U of H and me growing up around the time when I was, like, in middle school and to see him hoop, like, that's actually someone that I really looked up to just because of the things that he was doing on court and I was able to see. And to be in Hofheinz Pavilion, I think his senior year was maybe going off for like 18 points a game or something like that. He was an incredible scorer, but honestly, it still shows right now because, of course, he was draft first. But he wasn't the only Andre that really stuck out. Andre Emmett, of course, too, the old Texas Tech player. Yeah, I know you don't have – yeah, Bobby, I know you don't got that sound, but still. The dunk contest, I still brought up to him. And just the fact that he was able to kind of, like, you know, not just be serious about the Big Three, but I was also asking them questions about, like, their past play. Of course, I asked him about that slam dunk contest and who did he get, because I don't know if y'all remember, but one dunk was he threw
David
the ball.
But David remembers everything.
Of course. He threw the ball off the wall, caught it, windmilled it. And I had to ask him if he got that from someone, but he said he got it from another OG and Kenyon Martin. And I forget, like, a lot of these guys are not from far from each other, and all of them are from Dallas, or at least a couple of them. So just to kind of get that, because another guy that, you know, I looked up to growing up, because when I was, like, in middle school, going into high school, I used to soak up everything that I was on TV. Didn't matter what college or where they're from, I was trying to learn something, just trying to get in the game. But also, my favorite guy that I interviewed yesterday. I wouldn't say favorite, but just because it stuck out so much.
I feel like you have so many favorites.
Glenn Big Baby Davis. Nice guy. And you know what? I didn't really know what to expect from him, just because, I mean, I know, like, he has a really big personality. But, yo, like, really nice guy. And he actually sounded like he actually cared about what I was talking to him, which I really appreciated, because, honestly, like, I take myself serious, but at the same time, like, I'm not really going sure what other people will perceive of me or stuff like that. You know, like, I'm still young in the game, you know?
I apologize for not getting that song.
Oh, I'm sorry. But you know what? At the same time, I had to interview him twice, though, because they had to go in as a team meeting in between. So, yeah, that's fine. But just the fact that I was able to talk to these people, guys, like, kid in a candy store, you know? So
great experience. Did a great job.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I got a good job. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
No.
I was off the mic talking to David. I was asking if he got a chance to talk to Nate Robinson, because he recently said that the NBA gave him a lot of depression.
Well, and you know what? Like, I really give him props for coming out with that Bleacher Report stuff. So, but guys, we'll talk to y'all on the other side real quick. We got to go
on the happy side. You're going to commercial break.
The other side. See, this is the Sports Kings and Queen here on SB Nation Radio.
This is the Sports Kings on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston. Here's Mean Gene the Sports Machine and David Ramone.
No Mean Gene today, but we are acting up.
But the Queen is here.
We are acting up today. But Dolores, we were just about to get into the Nate Robinson real quick. I know we got a couple minutes real quick, but we just wanted to touch up on that. His Bleacher Report article, actually.
Yeah, and I definitely admire him for coming out with just sharing about his depression. It kind of shows you that we're all human, and even professional athletes experience something like this. And luckily, the National Basketball League has a mental health and wellness program that was established by DeRozan and Kevin Love about, I think, a couple months ago in May. But yeah, I think it's a good, time. It's always good to talk about your feelings, but I think in, the recent weeks of losing Kate Spade, and
the food, Anthony Bourdain.
Thank you. I was going to say the food guy. My head's not on tightly today. But it's something that we need to talk about.
No doubt. And yeah, like you said, like, we forget that these athletes are people too. Like, they hurt and feel just like we do. But also, it can really make it harder for them to actually come out and really express that, because they don't want to be seen as that guy to, like, have something to complain about, or want to, you know, or I wouldn't even call it complaining. It's because it's something that we all kind of feel and do and go through.
Definitely.
We all have these different
emotions. And I think we like, not just carrying him as a professional athlete, as a woman, we carry men men in general are carried to a certain standard. So you can't. So you're supposed to. It's good to see more men talk about their emotions and talk about what they're going through. And it doesn't make you less manly. It makes you more human.
Exactly. And I think that's something that we all kind of have to, like, I guess,
you have to put your pride aside.
It really comes down to whatever you're kind of feeling, whatever, you know, your situation is, whatever kind of helps you to kind of get through that. But also, you don't have to hurt. Like,